Democrats in the legislature's minority haven't offered a counterproposal, but they have introduced bills that handle some of their concerns about oil tax reform in a piecemeal fashion. One item would require oil companies to provide detailed information on how much they're spending on their leases. Another bill would require the state to look at how much business a tax credit is actually bringing the state. Reviews of tax credits would occur after they've been in place for 7 years. According to a report done by the New York Times in December, Alaska spends more than $700 million on tax incentive programs each year. Anchorage Senator Bill Willikowski is the bill's sponsor.
We have no idea whether they're working. We have no idea what they're going for. The administration has testified. They don't know. They just don't know anything about whether or not these are working or not.
That bill would apply not only to just oil tax credits, but subsidies to the mining, construction, and film industries. Willikowski also thinks there may be some skepticism toward the governor's oil tax reform plan in the Senate, even with a solidly Republican majority.
I know everyone's saying there's a drastic change in the structure, and there certainly is in the structure of the majority. But what people need to remember is you still need 11 votes. When you look at the votes that are out there, I'm not sure there's 11 votes to make a radical change like the governor's proposing on ACEs. I'm just not sure there's 11 votes there to do that.
A 16-person coalition of Democrats and Republicans blocked the governor's oil tax proposal last year. That coalition was effectively broken up after six members lost their seats last election.